Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbuquet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbuquet. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting sixth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Don Larson. And now, play ball. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball four. Malzone moves to third. Button moves to second. Bill Monbuquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbuquet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. GT hits a fly ball into center field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbukett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson strikes out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbukett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Button hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevens tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder bunts in front of the plate. Sullivan scoops up the ball and tags Snyder for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbukett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbukett is 0-for-1 in the game. Monbukett bunts towards the mound. Larson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-2 in the game. Keogh bunts towards first. Thronberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Lump covering, for the out. Monbukett moves to second. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Geiger reaches second base with a double. Monbukett scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-for-1 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thronberry takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0-for-1 in the game. Larson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevens. The throw from Chee-Tee and he is safe. Stevens steals third. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Button hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Button reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bob Gigge now pitching. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Monbukett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbukett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Monbukett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carey strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 2 in the game. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0 for 2 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Throneberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Geiger. Throneberry reaches second base with a double. Herzog moves to third. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Herzog tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Dick Williams pinch hits for Bob Gigge. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Throneberry scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Bob Johnson pinch runs for Dick Williams. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Ted Bosfield now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Bosfield covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Cutina now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Button hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Button reaches second base with a double. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Button. The throw from Chi-T and he is safe. Button steals third. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Ted Bosfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosfield bunts towards the mound. Cutina throws to first for 1, and Thronberry throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Button scores. Sullivan moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 3 in the game. Keogh hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle pinch hits for Russ Snyder. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. One out. Hank Bauer pinch hits for Whitey Herzog. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Harry Chi-T is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chi-T is 0 for 3 in the game. Chi-T hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. Bauer moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Tom Borland now pitching. Pete Daly pinch hits for Marv Thronberry. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hamlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hank Bauer now playing right field. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Pete Daly now playing left field. Norm Seaburn now playing first base. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Geiger bunts towards the mound. Cutina fields it and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to second. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 4 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump misplays the ball. That's an error on Lump. Runnels scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Pumpsy Green pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Stevens trying to get to third. Bauer throws the ball in to Carey, who tags Stevens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pumpsy Green now playing second base. Pete Runnels now playing first base. Hank Foyles pinch hits for Marty Cutina. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles strikes out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-4 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.